Chapter 9, verse 27.
27,
but I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God.
那这里是主就告诉大家，说还没有死亡，还没有离开世间以前，会看见神的国。
Here Jesus mentioned that there are some that will see the kingdom of God before they're dead or before they depart from this world.
所以主耶稣就要提到，神的国度是在人间，我们还活在世间的时候，就可以看得到，可以享受得到，可以感觉得到。
So he's telling us that the kingdom of God is among us so that we can actually enjoy it, we can see it and touch it.
因为主耶稣在传福音的时候，他也说，神的国近了，应当要悔改。
And when Jesus was preaching, he often said, the kingdom of God is near, therefore repent.
神的国到底多近呢？他还说，就在我们的家的门口了。
And how near is the kingdom of God? He said, it is in front of our door.
好像邮差，他送一个包裹，已经在我们家的门口，那我们只要出去拿就可以。
Just like a postman that will deliver us package, they are already in front of our door. All we need to do is to get out and get it.
这个包裹，就是主要是送给我们的礼物，就是神的国。
And this parcel that we are about to receive is a gift that the Lord Jesus is sending to us.
所以主耶稣经常用很多的比喻来解释神的国度。
And Jesus used a lot of parables to explain the kingdom of God.
这个也是要让大家能够羡慕。And
so that everyone can adore it.
所以后来主耶稣就说，这个神的国就好像宝贝珍珠一样。And
Jesus also said that the kingdom of God is like that of a precious pearl.
所以大家就宁可为着这个宝贝，为着这个珍珠啊，无价之宝，来变卖他一切所有的。That
one will sell everything he owns just to gain this pearl.
以前还不知道这个宝贝的时候，他以为他一切所有的是最珍贵的，是世界上最宝贵的。Before
he comes to know the existence of the pearl, he thought that everything he owns and gain is the most precious.
但是现在不一样了。But
now that he knows, it's all different.
他认识还有一个比他现在所有的更好、更宝贵的。
He recognized that there is something that is more precious to him.
所以他说宁可放弃他以前所有的。
So he would rather let go of everything he owned before.
来追求这个更好的、更宝贵的，就是神的国。
And to pursue and to gain that is more precious, which is the kingdom of God.
当然大家也会很好奇，那神的国到底在哪里呢？
And so we all might be very curious, so where is this kingdom of God?
既然是那么好，那大家都想要去得到。
And since it is such a good thing that everyone will want to gain it.
那到底在哪里？
But where is it?
所以主耶稣又说。
And Jesus said again.
不在这里也不在那里。
It's not here nor there.
因为他曾经说神的国就在我们家的门口了。
And he once said that the kingdom of God is right at our door.
但是我们出去看的时候，却是我们家的门前，却是空空的。But
if you step out of the door of your house, it's empty.
说神的国这个礼物到底是放在哪里？So
where is this gift, this kingdom of God?
我们请看路加福音的17章。Let's
turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音17章。Luke
17.
20节。Verse
20.
路加福音17章20节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 20.
法利赛人问神的国几时来到，耶稣回答说：“神的国来到，不是眼所能看见的。”21节。人也不得说看哪，在这里看哪，在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。所以我们看很奇妙，主不是说神的国在哪里？
And so here Jesus asked, where is the kingdom of God?
因为今天是那么好的话，那到底在哪里？什么时候来呢？
And so since this is so good, where is this kingdom of God and when will it come?
主是说已经在你们心里了。
And Jesus said this is It is already within you.
啊，所以已经在你我的心中的。
It is already inside our heart.
啊，已经有了。
We already have it.
所以当时神创造天地还有人类的时候。
And in the beginning, when God created heaven and earth,
啊，就已经把这个礼物啊放在人的内心了。
He already put this gift inside everyone's heart.
所以传道书这个作者啊才说永生啊，神把永生放在我们的心中。
And so in the book of Ecclesiastes, the author of the book have said that God had put it, put eternity or eternal life inside our heart.
可见神的国是什么呢？就是人啊，心灵的一种状态。
And so, what is the kingdom of God? It is one of the state of our heart.
啊，人忧伤、人喜乐啊，都是心灵的状态。
And just like when we are feeling sad or when we are feeling happy, these are all the state of our heart.
因为忧伤还是喜乐啊，不是一个东西。
And sorrow or joy are not a tangible or physical thing.
啊，是只能够用来用感觉的，不能够说你拿你心中喜乐来给我看。
You can only feel it. You cannot say I can show you my joy or my sorrow.
所以神的国是一个心灵的状态。
So likewise for the kingdom of God, this is also a state of heart.
那我们讲过，人也可以很忧伤，也可以很喜乐。
And we know that man can be very joyful or very sorrowful.
啊，可见我们在谈到心灵状态的时候，那当然大家都很喜欢啊，有一个很健康的心灵状态。
And of course, everyone wants to have a veryA healthy state of heart.
外在的健康啊，肉体的健康，不见得一他的心灵就会健康。
And just because someone is physically healthy, does not mean he would have a very healthy state of heart as well.
但是心灵的健康能够克服他肉体的软弱、肉体的疾病。
But the healthy body can help in terms of healing or.Maintaining a good state of heart.
这主要是为什么一直要提醒大家，一定要追求神的国。
And so the Lord Jesus often encourages us to pursue or to seek after the kingdom of God.
主要是正道的目的，讲道的目的，就是要讲到大家都很羡慕神的国，能够去追求，主动的去追求它。
And so his purpose is to preach the kingdom of God so that everyone see how precious it is and can adore it and want to go pursue and seek it.
啊，那神的国到底是什么？
So what is this kingdom of God?
那什么是一个很健康的心灵的状态？
And so what constitute a healthy state of heart?
啊，那我们请看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
十四章十七节。
Romans 14 verse 17。
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans 14 verse 17。
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。啊，这是一个很健康的心灵。
And so these describe a very healthy state of heart.
健康的心灵，就是说这个人所做的事情要合乎。合乎神所认为对的事情。
And so, a healthy state of heart means that this person will do something that is according to righteousness and something that is according to God's will.
当他做对的事情以后
，When he did something good,
虽然有些人不能够明白
，Even though it might not be understood by others,
但是他的良心人就心安理得。
But he'll have a very good and peaceful conscience.
啊，他为了要做对的事情，可能他会受到逼迫。
And because in trying to do the right thing, this person might be persecuted.
我们看，比如说但以理啊，为他实行啊，他跟神之间的关系，做对的事情，他一天三次祷告，结果他被人家丢到狮子坑里头。
For example, Daniel.Because he wanted to live by the will of God, therefore he prayed three times a day, and then therefore he was harmed by other or plotted. Other people plotted against him, and he was put into the lion's den.
他做的对的事情
He did the right thing.
结果被逼迫
And he was persecuted.
但是他在十字坑里头，心灵多么的平安呐、啊！
But yet we see that inside the lion's den, his state of heart is very peaceful.
他心灵的平安，平安到从内心产生一种能力，一种力量。
He was so peaceful that he was able to draw the strength from within him.
他不害怕狮子。
He was not afraid of the lions.
所以狮子也闻到这个人很厉害，怎么都不怕我啊。
And so the lion senses that this person is great, that he did not even fear me.
结果狮子反而怕他。
And so it was actually the other way around. The lions were afraid of him.
可见当时他内心是多么的平静安稳。
So we can see that how much of in peace he is in his heart at the time.
这个就是因为他做对的事情。
It's because he was doing the right thing.
那第二个。
Second.
和平。
Peace.
那和平就是要和睦，就是要人跟人之间的人际关系要和好。
Peace is having a harmonious relationship with others.
啊，只要是朋友之间能够和睦相处。
If we can live in peace with our friends,
那朋友见了面就非常的喜乐，非常高兴。
Then whenever we see each other, we'll be very happy and joyful.
哦，大家就很享受聊天。
And we can chat.
很享受心灵的沟通。
And we enjoy heart-to-heart talk.
啊，享受什么话都可以说。
And you can say anything to your friends.
内心是这么的自由啊。
And you are very free in your heart.
不用害怕说，哎呀，我说这个话适不适合？
You do not need to be afraid that I wonder if my word would hurt him.
啊，他会不会帮我传出去呀？
Or whether he would spread my secrets.
他是不是值得信任呢？
Is he trustworthy?
我们不用担忧。
We do not need to worry about.
能够享受心灵的自由。
We can be free in our heart.
这个就是人际关系了。
And so this is our interpersonal relationship.
那到了这个关系的和平以后，我们内心是不是很安稳呢？
And if we have good relationship with others, won't we also have a very peaceful heart?
我们的心灵就健康啊。
Then our state of heart will be very healthy.
那还说并圣灵中的喜乐。
And also here mentioned joy in the Holy Spirit.
那为什么还要提到圣灵？
Why does it have to mention Holy Spirit here?
因为圣经还有提到说最终之乐了，最终在最终享乐。
And because the Bible had mentioned that we have pleasure in sin.
在最终也可以得到快乐的。
Because we can also have joy in sin.
啊，所以这个市面上啊有很多产品啊是让人的肉体感觉很舒畅的。
There's a lot of products today and merchandises that can make you really happy.
啊，人跟人之间的关系，尤其是男女的关系啊，在某种程度啊，也可以享受到这个肉体的亲密。
And for an example, physical intimacy between men and women also can give you the same thing.
婚后结婚以后啊，夫妻享受肉体的亲密，这是神所允许的。
And after you are married, man and wife can't enjoy their intimacy with each other. This is according to the will of God.
可是，在婚前啊，就享受这种肉体上亲密。
But if you do that before marriage,
啊，可是这个事情过了以后
，And after you've done that,
带来一辈子的悔恨。
It will bring you regret for the rest of your life.
他当时的快乐跑去哪里了？
And where was that momentary happiness and joy that you receive?
啊，所以有些时候传道啊，辅导一些年轻人哈，啊，他们心灵上不健康。
And so some pastors are counseling younger members because their state of heart was not very good.
因为他们承认他们做了婚前做了一些让肉体觉得。啊，有这种快乐啊，肉体上有快乐的事情。
Because the youngsters have done something that gratified their physical desires.
可是事情过了以后。
But after what happened?
啊，不再快乐的。
They no longer enjoy happiness.
反而是非常悔恨。
But on the other hand, they are actually very regretful.
甚至于两个都互相恨。
And they even hate their partner.
所以难怪圣经说，摩西啊，他宁愿放弃这种最终之乐， 暂时的最终之乐。
And so Moses had mentioned that he would rather give up on these pleasures in the palace.
因为这种是 fleeting 啊，这是很快的就消失的。
Because these things are fleeting, they will disappear very soon.
啊，这种不算是心灵的健康啊。
These are not. These are of no help to their state of heart.
这种是不正常的快乐。
These are not a healthy way.Or a normal way to seek joy.
所以为什么圣经一定要提到说圣灵中的喜乐？
So that is why the Bible here emphasizes on the joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以这个是来衡量我们心灵的健康的一个标准。
And so this is used as a standard to measure the state of health in our heart.
那因为主是说啊，有人在还没有尝死味、还没有离开世间以前。就必看见神的国。
And Jesus had mentioned that some will see the kingdom of God before their death.
那我们看什么叫做看见神的国
？What does it mean? Let's see what does it mean to see the kingdom of God.
啊，请看回来《路加福音》的第九章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章的二十八节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 28.
二十八节。
28.
说了这话以后，约有八天了、耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。二十九节，他正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。三十节，他忽然的摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话。三十一，他们在荣光的显现啊，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。三十二节，彼得和他的同伴都打盹了，即清醒的就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着的那两个人。三十三节，两人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“老师，我们在这里真好啊，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚啊。”我们看这个这一段是彼得啊，他在灵里的经历。
And here describe the spiritual encounter of Peter.
当主耶稣带着他的最好的门徒啊，他要训练的这个门徒上山去祷告的时候
，When Jesus took his three disciples up the mountain, to pray,
啊，突然之间，主耶稣的面貌改变了
，And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered.
那面貌改变什么？面貌都是一样的啊。
What does that mean? Because we all, our face will always stay the same.
我等一下下台以后，我的面貌还是一样的啦。
When I step off this pulpit, you'll see that my face is the same.
啊，就是我祷告圣灵很充满啊，大家都哇，也传道祷告圣灵很充满，祷告完起来以后，我的面貌还是一样的啦。
And even if I was filled with the Holy Spirit later, after I pray, when I walk down, you will see that my face still stay the same.
啊，就是我进食祷告三天。我的面貌还是一样的啊。
Even if I would to fast and pray for 3 days, my face will stay the same.
所以这里提到耶稣的面貌就改变了，这个是不得了的事情啊。
But here it says that the appearance of Jesus' face changed.
他的面貌不再是人的面貌。
It was no longer the face of human.
那到底是什么面貌呢
？So what would he look like?
啊，一定不会是很可怕的面貌。
Obviously, it wouldn't be scary.
那假如是可怕面貌的话。彼得怎么会说啊？我们在这里正道，早就跑了。说啊，主啊，不要，我不想看。
If it was scary, Peter would have run away already and say, Lord, and he wouldn't say that, Lord, it is nice to be here.
一定是很一副啊，温柔谦卑。
And we can probably imagine he looks very peaceful, very gentle.
啊，是非常慈祥的面貌。
Very kind and very very good.
所以圣经说啊，史蒂凡啊，他有天使的面貌。
And the Bible had described Stephen having that countenance or look of an angel.
哇，当时史蒂凡碰到很大的逼迫。
At that time, Stephen was greatly persecuted.
他所讲的话啊，大家都不喜欢听。
And people did not like what he had to preach.
啊，尤其啊，是那些法利赛人。
Especially the Pharisees.
啊，那些犹太传统宗教的人啊，不喜欢听他的见证。
Those religious Jewish leaders do not like to hear about his testimonies.
所以很多人都很气他。
So a lot of people were mad at him.
啊，甚至拿石头要打他。
They even took up the stone and wanted to stone him.
但是圣经却说他要天使的面貌。
But the Bible described that at that moment he had that face of the angel.
啊，所以第一个他没有害怕的脸。
And so first we can deduct that he did not look afraid.
我们经常形容说一个人害怕到极点，说我们怎么形容啊？这个脸都怕到脸都绿的。
And so a lot of time we will describe someone who is really afraid, that he's afraid to the point that his face is white.
我们台湾话叫“讲干变青松松”，这脸都发绿的，也就害怕，怕到一种脸的表情都可以让人家觉得。
And so he would, a person could be so scared that other people can look at him and see it that the color is off his face.
在主耶稣的面貌改变，就好像是天使般很温和啊，让人家喜欢接近。
But here Jesus' appearance altered to the point that he becomes more gentle and very peaceful, so that people want to draw near to him.
所以让人看了以后不会产生害怕。
And then when other people look at him, they would not be afraid.
啊，看了以后很想接近他。
And after they look at him, they want to draw close to him.
啊，接近他又很想停留在那里。
And after they draw close to him, they want to stay there.
而且是希望时空静止。
And they want to stay there forever and wish that time would just stop.
那希望永远的跟这个人在一起，永远的停留在那里。
And they want to be with him forever and just stop at that time.
所以当主耶稣面貌改变的时候
，So when Jesus' appearance changed,
那对于彼得啊，不对，对于彼得、雅各、约翰来说啊，这是一个非常享受的一个景况。
And to Peter, John, and James, this is something that they truly enjoy.
那圣经还说，主耶稣的衣服啊，洁白放光。
And it also mentioned that his robe became white and glistening.
这个就会表示主耶稣他是圣洁、完美、无瑕疵的。
And this means that he is without blemish and he is a perfect man.
假如我们的配偶哈是圣洁。无瑕疵很完美的哇你看这个先生一定是很享受的
and if our spouse is someone who is very perfect and without blame then the other spouse will be very happy
那一样的先生假如一样是圣洁完美无瑕疵哇这个太太也很享受的
and it's also true the other way around
所以主耶稣洁白放光这个光呢就曾经吸引的逼迫基督徒的保罗。
And so this white and glistening light that happened to the Lord Jesus here, it was also the light that attracted Paul.
所以当我们看到神的国的时候
，So when we see the kingdom of God,
啊，彼得他形容啊，这是说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
And Peter described this as an experience where it was full of this white and glistening light and full of glory.
就是很难用言语来表达的。
It's very hard to describe with words.
而且他形容就是一个大喜乐的。
And it was a great joy.
那保罗形容这是好的无比的。
And Paul have described this experience as something that is really good, exceptionally good.
不只是 very good 啊，他是 far better， 这个比那个 better good。的形容词是什么 ？better， 对不对？哦啊，现在呢，它是形容说 far 这远远的超过你想的那个 better。
It is far better than anything。
远远超过它，超过那个是比较级，甚至也是超过最高级。人间神过来描写那个最高级。
It's even better, way way better than something that we deem as the most, the best in the world。
所以真的就让彼得。约翰、雅各，他们看到神的国了。
And so Peter, John, and James here saw the kingdom of God.
那在神的国是非常享受。
And to be in the kingdom of God is very enjoyable.
好，请看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
24章。
24.
出埃及记24章的第九节。
Exodus 24, verse 9.
24章第九节。第九节，摩西、亚伦 拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的七十人都上了山。第十节，他们看见以色列的神，他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺了蓝宝石，如同天色明净。十一节，十一节，那他的手啊，不加害在以色列的尊者身上，他们观看神，他们又吃又喝，那在古代看到神的人，那这是一定会死啊，这个是圣经记载。
In the time of the Old Testament, when they see God, they would surely die. This was recorded in the Bible.
啊，可是现在不一样。
But now it's totally different.
因为神愿意人与他在一起。
God wants to dwell amongst men.
好像今天神愿意大家都能够跟他在一起呀。
And God wants everyone to be with him today.
所以他们看见以色列的神。
And so they saw the God of Israel.
哦，他们又不会遭受到灾害，不会死亡的。
And they were not dead.
因为他的手啊，神的手不加在这些长老啊、摩西他们这些尊者的身上。
And because he did not lay his hand on them.
啊，圣经说又吃又喝。
And so they ate and drank.
哦，你看多么的享受啊！
How much they enjoy that.
我们去餐馆吃饭的时候也是又吃又喝啊。
And when we go to restaurant to eat, we also eat and drink.
啊，但是有些时候我们要付费啊。
But after that, we have to pay.
啊，吃完以后又觉得哎呀，今天真是太油腻啊，我今天又吃太多了哈。
And sometimes you would eat too much and you not feel good about it.
啊，吃的时候很快乐。
But when you're eating, you're very happy.
吃了以后又很懊悔。
But after that, you feel regrets.
哎，我一个月以内啊，不再进餐馆了。
And you would swear that you would not step in that restaurant ever again.
经过两个星期以后要去吃的。
But after 2 weeks later, you'll come back.
吃了以后又后悔。
And after you eat, you regret again.
这个就是我们的人生啊。
And this is life.
但是跟神，你看到他们观看神，他们又吃又是多么的享受啊。
But yet here, you see that they ate and drank, and they saw God, and how much enjoyable that was.
那当然，圣经没有说他们到底是吃什么、喝什么，是喝咖啡啊，还是喝茶
？So Bible did not describe in detail what they ate and drank that day.
那是吃凤爪啊，吃这个什么碗啊，是鱼丸啊，帽丸啊，没有说明啊。
And so the Bible did not describe in detail.
但是呢，一定是非常适合他们的。
But we can imagine it was pleasing to them.
所以他们在那里多么的享受啊！
And so they were enjoying their time there.
因为他们看见神，看见神的国。
Because they saw God, they saw the kingdom of God.
所以我们就可以知道，看见神的国是一种心灵上的安息跟享受。
And so we can say that seeing the kingdom of God is an enjoyable thing for our state of heart.
所以圣经才鼓励我们呢，一定要竭力进入这个安息。
And so the Bible often encourages us to get into this kind of rest.
这些长老他们当时在山上看见神的时候，又吃又喝，他们一定没有想到说，哎，山底下我的那些鸡哈，这有没有人去养它哈？有没有水给他们喝呢？牛羊有没有草可以吃？他们一定没有烦恼的。
And so when the elder were up there on the mountains and ate and drink, they would not have any worries that nobody's feeding their livestock down there.
所以神也是愿意大家都能够来进入神的国来享受。
And so God wanted all of us to enter into his kingdom and to enjoy being there.
好，请看耶利米书第六章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书第六章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16.
耶利米书第六章的十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16.
主如此说啊，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间。这样你们心里就必得安息啊。他们就说我们不行在其间呢。我们来看这段的记载。
And verse 16.
神是多么的希望大家都能够享受安息。
God wants everyone to enjoy rest.
因为当时以色列人没有安息啊。
Because they don't have rest at the time, the Israelites.
他们为什么没有安息呢？
Why is that? Why is it?
十三节。
Verse 13.
因为他们从最小的到至大的都一味的贪婪，从先知到祭司啊，都行虚谎啊，行事虚谎，所以他们哪里会得到安息呢？
And so from verse 13, we saw the reason why they were not able to have rest.
贪心的人不会有安息的。
Those who covet will not never have rest.
那所以我们不要羡慕那些贪心的人呢。
And so we should not admire those who are covetous.
因为他们表面上说我已经平安了，我已经很快乐的，其实没有。
Because on the surface they might say I'm content, I'm very happy with what I have, but they're not.
甚至呢，他们还会被别人掳去，被敌人啊掳去拿走了。
And they can even be captured by the enemy.
所以没有什么啊，他们算是很忙碌啊，都得不到安息的。
And they will always be very busy, and they will never have rest.
所以十六节就说啊，你们站在路上查看，站在不要再动了啊，不要再追求这些世上的享受了。现在是静止的时候，要安息的时候，就要站在，不要再动，不要再那么忙碌了。
And so verse 16 told them to stand in the ways and see, so you no longer need to move around and be busy yourself doing this and that. You just need to stand there.
那我太太她好像是属于这种劳碌命的人呢。
And my wife is actually very active.
哦，经常做个不停啊，不是做这个就是做那个哈。
She always doing something.
所以我劝告他说：“哎，有时候你要休息呀、啊，要坐在椅子上休息。你在厨房做事的时候，也可以拿椅子在坐啊。”
So I encourage her. You need to take some rest. Even when you're cooking in the kitchen, you can grab some chairs and cook while you sit.
那做了以后，有些时候要躺在床上休息一会儿啊，让你的这个。脊椎骨啊，能够休息啊。
After you do things for a while, why don't you go lie down on the bed to rest?
所以不要太忙碌啊。
Don't be too busy.
这个当妈妈啊，当妈妈这些妈妈们啊，不要太忙碌啊。
And so for all the mothers, do not be too busy.
要懂得善待自己啊。
You need to know how to treat yourself better.
因为圣经也说，当站在路上查看，访问古道啊。
Here the Bible says, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path.
访问那些古信徒，那些从亚伯拉罕到现在的古信徒，他们是怎么样的来享受心灵的安息
？And ask the old saints, like Abraham and them, how they enjoy the rest.
神给我们的应许就是要享受心灵的安息。
And the promise that God gave us.Is to enjoy rest in Him.
好，那我们怎么样能够来享受神的啊？看见神的国。
And so, how can we see the kingdom of God?
那第一个就是要重生，因为圣经说啊，主耶稣说啊，人只要是不重生，就不能够看见神的国。
And first is to be reborn. The Bible say, unless we are go through rebirth, we will never see the kingdom of God.
所以信的人啊，必须要接受啊。洗礼还要接受圣灵的浸。
And so for those who believe, they must go through with water baptism as well as the sacrament of the Holy Spirit.
因为属灵的人啊，才能够看见属灵的事物啊。
Because only those who is spiritual can see things that are spiritual.
哦，我们要注意这个字哈，叫圣灵的浸。Baptized in the Holy Spirit.
To be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
啊，说整个人都进入到圣灵里头。
And so we must immerse ourselves in the Holy Spirit.
所以，我们今天为什么不能够享受神的国度？为什么不能够享受神心灵的安息
？And so today, why is it that we are not able to have rest?
为什么我们的眼睛还看不到属灵的好处
？Why is it that our eyes are not able to see all the benefits of having a good spiritual life？
看不到神的预备。
That we cannot see the way that God prepared for us。
感觉不到神的爱。
That we cannot feel the love of God。
就是我们浸得还不够啊。
Because we are not immersed enough。
我说圣经已经讲得很清楚哦。
So the Bible was very clear。
我们是要领受圣灵的浸。
We need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
哦，我们不是问道理哇，我要为了全部进到里面去呀。
We need to wholly immerse ourselves.
啊，不是这样站着而已啊，这样 deep， 不是用 deep， 好像现在小朋友很喜欢吃什么，叫什么酱啊，叫 deep 一下子啊，那个啊什么 cheap， deep 一下子，这样还不够，要进。 整个东西都浸下去。
We need to fully immerse ourselves in the Holy Spirit, not just dip our feet in.
啊，这样子才能够看见属灵神的国度。
And so in that way that we can see God's ritual, kingdom of God.
所以保罗就鼓励大家啊，我们是行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
And the Bible have encouraged us that we live by faith, not by sight.
那第二个就是要祷告。
The second is to pray.
啊，因为当时。伊丽莎的仆人呢、啊，看到敌军来了，他就非常害怕。
And the servant of Elijah, after he saw that the enemy of their enemy was approaching, he got very afraid.
伊丽莎就为他的仆人祷告。
So Elijah pray for his servant.
啊，结果他的仆人真的就看到满山满谷的军队。
And his servant saw that on the mountain it was filled with God's army.
So his 仆人就不会害怕了。
And so he was no longer afraid.
So 我们要多多祷告，多多的求圣灵充满。
So we need to pray often and to ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
让神要打开我们属灵的眼睛。
So that God can open our spiritual eyes.
有个属灵的哈 spiritual insight， 属灵的看见，属灵的见识。
So we can gain a spiritual insight.
因为普通我们见识都是很短的。
Because our sight are very limited.
都是属于这个世界的见识。
We can only see things of the world.
世界的见识就是基于我们所学习的，基于我们累积的经验。
And it's limited to only things that we learn and things that we experience.
基于我们理性的推理。
Limited by our own reasoning.
但是神的应许是超乎这一个的。
But God's promise is far beyond all this.
所以圣经说，神所预备的是我们都从来都没有想过的。
And what God prepared for us is really out of our expectation.
这个是神厉害的地方啊。
That is why God is so great.
所以我们一定要相信，用属灵的眼睛来理解、来看见。
So we must believe in that, and we must see with our spiritual eyes.
那第三个，
The third?
那圣经说啊，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得看见神。
And the Bible said that blessed are those who are pure in heart, because they shall see God.
那所谓的清心啊，就是有几个层面的意思。
And the pure in heart has several meanings.
那第一个啊，就是动机单纯啊。
First is that they have pure intentions.
啊，动机单纯的人是很快乐的。
Those with pure intentions are usually very happy.
啊，动机不单纯的话，他内心会害怕，因为他怕别人看透他的不良的动机。
If he doesn't have a pure intention, he will be afraid all the time because he would always be alert and on edge whether some people would discover his not so good intention.
所以那些行骗的人的话，一定他们可能要先预先演练哈，这个对方会不会信任他、啊？他的不良动机会不会被这个对方发现
？And those who scheme will always try to guess whether other people would know their true intentions and whether they can see their true motivation.
啊，所以谎言哈，刚开始要说谎话，哇，那个脸一定很红啊，讲话就不大自然啊。
And so when you first learn how to lie, it would be very unnatural. Your face might turn red.
这个就是内心的不单纯啊。
That's because it's at your heart. You do not have pure intentions.
啊，所以圣经告诉我们，我们要有个清洁的心，爱啊，就是从这个清洁的心发出来的。
So the Bible tells us to have a clean and pure heart because a love comes from that heart.
那第二个意义。
The second meaning
啊，就是要清心寡欲，我们要寡欲，不要有太多的欲望。
And we need to clean ourselves of all desires.
那我们联合国啊有一个调查，就是世界上快乐的国家哪一个国家最快乐
？The United Nations one had a survey of which country are the happiest.
那快乐指数啊，怎么来计算？
So how did they measure happiness?
快乐的指数等于啊，那这个上边哈、啊，这个分子啊，这个上边就是我们的欲望，那不上边就是我们所有的啊，那底下就是我们的欲望。
And so it was divided into two parts. First part is the things that we have. The second part is the things that we want or the things that we desire.
所以我们所有的这是固定的。
And so what we have is definite.
啊，你存款要多少啦？你的房子价值多少？这是已经固定的。
How many savings you have? Your assets, your home, these are all set.
所以底下这个欲望，假设越大的话，快乐指数就越小。
And but the things that you desire or you want, the bigger it is, then the smaller your happiness rate is.
相反的，父母啊，这个欲望越小的话，啊，这个快乐指数就越高。
And so it also true the reverse way, the less things you desire, the more happiness you have.
甚至于没有欲望，零。
Then if you have no desire at all,
哇，这个快乐指数就变成无穷大。
And then your happiness rate is indefinite.
所以你说啊，清心的人是不是有福了？
And so wouldn't you say that those pure in spirit will be very happy?
啊，圣经也说神啊恩待这些清心的人。
And Bible also tell us that God would look favorably towards those who are pure in heart.
啊，那正确来讲是说神啊，这个 God is good to someone 啊，那。所以神是好的啊，对什么样的人好呢
？And so God is good for someone.
啊，好像这个药对哪一种的有功效
？And so which kind of people God is good to?
所以让神是好的 ，God is good， 但是 good to someone to who 就是啊，对这些清心的人有功效是好的。
Oh, so God is actually good. For those who are pure in heart.
好，那第四个啊，努力的人啊，就能够得着，才能够得着神的国。
And the fourth way is that those who work hard or put in effort will gain the kingdom of God.
所谓的努力，就是要刻意去追求。
And so we must make determination to seek after Him.
啊，不是说学习啊做一个基督徒啊，自然就能够。看见神的国，领受神的国。
And just because we are baptized and become a Christian does not automatically mean that we will gain the kingdom of God.
我们要刻意的追求公义。
We must determine to pursue righteousness.
我们要刻意追求与众人和睦。
We must seek to live peacefully with one another.
我们要刻意追求圣灵中的喜乐。
We must pursue after the joy in the Holy Spirit.
啊，让圣灵真的内住啊，在我们内在的充满，不只是外在灵言的流利。
And so we need to receive the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们要靠主啊，常常喜乐。
And so we must rejoice always in the Lord.
啊，我们看斯蒂凡在患难当中啊。
And Stephen, when he was in his suffering.
啊，众人想把他置于死地。
And the people are going to stone him.
但是当他祷告的时候，他就看见神的国开了，看见神的国开了。
As he prayed, he saw that the kingdom of God has opened.
结果他的心灵就很健康，想平安呢。
And so in his heart, he was very peaceful and healthy.
用一个很健康的心灵去看待这个事情。
And with a very healthy state of heart, he looked at.His encounter or his experience.
啊，所以他不但没有埋怨这些人，相反的，他很可怜这些用石头打他的人。
So not only did he not complain against those who persecute him, but rather he have pity on them.
他认为这些人值得同情，认为这些人值得宽恕。
And he had compassion on them, and he thought that these people were worthy to be forgiven.
因为他看见神的国，他有很健康的心灵。
Because he saw the kingdom of God, and he had a very healthy state of heart.
那保罗跟希拉因为传耶稣是基督啊，结果被关进监牢里头。
And Paul and Silas, because they were preaching Christ, they were put in prison.
啊，他不但没有悔恨。
And they did not hate those.
反而还能够赞美神。
But rather they would praise God.
因为他们有个健康的心灵。
Because they had a very healthy state of heart.
因为他们看见了神的国。
Because they saw the kingdom of God.
打破环境的枷锁。
And they can break through beyond their environment.
能够超越困境。
and they can overcome those difficulties.
享受心灵的平安。
And they enjoy peace from their heart.
这个就是看见神的国。
And that is seeing the kingdom of God.
在唱诗434首。
Let us sing hymn 434.